News Talk 1620 WTAW, time for a weekly update from the Bryan Police Department and Officer Kelly McKeithen, and the students are returning from the holidays.
Yes, I have noticed the traffic getting a little heavier, and students are on their way back, so I just want to remind students that lock your doors. You know, I know it's kind of a hard concept sometimes because people are so trusting, and there's a lot of good neighbors around us, but we have to lock our doors. Most of our burglary motor vehicles are because people have left their car doors unlocked, and the thieves are taking anything from loose change to sunglasses to a laptop. If you leave it in your car, they're going to take it. So lock your car, hide your valuables. Also, for those parking around campus that don't actually park on a campus lot, make sure that you're respectful of the neighbors in that area. They live there. Their children play there. They just want to make sure that they get their mail, they get their trash service. So please try not to interrupt that, and don't park when it says don't park here. That's a big one. I mean, we do issue tickets in those areas. And then also park correctly. Make sure you're facing traffic, or I'm sorry, going along with traffic, and your right tires are closest to the curb. So if you park the opposite direction, you might get a citation for that as well. So, again, just be respectful of those neighborhoods and park correctly.
A couple things we've hit on in recent weeks, but want to remind listeners about the Citizens Police Academy. And if you don't want to be a volunteer in the police academy, you can always be a hired hand, perhaps.
That's true. We are accepting applications for both. So the first one is our Citizens Police Academy. This is doesn't give you any authority as a police officer. It is just an informational class, and it's a very fun class. We are having our 50th one this spring. The deadline for applications is the end of this month, and the class starts on February the 9th. It's every Tuesday night from 6:30 to 9:30, with the graduation on April the 26th. It's free. You get a firsthand knowledge of what we're doing and why. And we've added some, we've got some fun classes scheduled for this go-around since this is our 50th. We want to make it, you know, very memorable. Everyone who goes to this class loves it. The biggest complaint I have is it wasn't long enough. So please contact me if you're interested in that, or go to our website at bryantxpolice.com. And right on the front page, there's a link to the CPA class. If you want to become a police officer and be hired, we are actually accepting applications for that as well. That deadline is February the 24th with a test date on March 5th. You'll have to pass a written test and then a physical test. We have lots of incentives and benefits. Our cadets start out at about 46.6 a year, and then after the academy, that bumps up to 49.9. So after just a couple months, you have that big jump. Any questions for that, you can go to our website. Same website, bryantxpolice.com, and then look up in the top right under job opportunities, or you can contact Officer Lori Burnt at 209-5323. That's 979-209-5323.
And then wrapping up with a couple of traffic items, one being a parade next Monday.
Yes, Martin Luther King Day. There is a parade every year, and it starts at Sadie Thomas Park. It's in the morning, I think around 9 or 10. And it goes all the way from the east side of MLK Drive to the west side at Kemp. So they're just expect some minor delays in there, especially when we cross Texas Avenue and cross Highway 21. We will stop traffic for that parade, but it shouldn't be too long or shouldn't inconvenience you too much.
And then our increased traffic enforcement spots.
It's slow down all over town, but especially in the 1200 block of North Texas Avenue, which is 40 miles per hour near the Bryan City Cemetery, and the 1600 block of Saunders, which is 30 miles per hour near Highway 21.
And that's our update from the Bryan Police Department and Officer Kelly McKeithen on News Talk 1620 WTAW.